Arcadian Vanguard presents The Wrestling News and your daily wrestling newscast for Wednesday, March 27th, 2024. Good morning, I'm Mike Sempervivi. We begin today with last night's edition of NXT broadcast live on USA Network from the WWE Performance Center in Orlando, Florida. In the main event, Baron Corbin and Braun Breaker defeated Otis and Akira Tozawa of Alpha Academy.
The action, super kick caught Corbin. I'm looking at Otis right here in front of us, but take a look at Corbin hoisting up, big powerbomb, and then not to be outdone, flipped around for a spear. Bones cracking, and Alpha Academy not going to Philadelphia.
Ridge Holland gave an in-ring promo in which he announced he would be stepping away from the ring.
I want to extend the biggest thank you to the whole of NXT for allowing me to come back here. For allowing me to come back here and take one last shot at redemption. And I'm sorry that it's not worked out. And I'll appreciate you all more than you'll ever know. Cheers. Thank you.
NXT champion Ilya Dragunov defeated Channing Stacks Lorenzo of the D'Angelo family in just 5 minutes. Also on the show, Natalya answered the open challenge of Lola Vice, then defeated her in a one-on-one match. In other results, Josh Briggs beat Duke Hudson, Thea Hale beat Jasmine Nix, and in the opener, Dijak handed Sean Spears his first defeat since his return to NXT. In ratings news, Monday Night Raw drew an audience of 1.729 million to the USA Network, according to WrestleNomics. That's up 2% from last week's audience of 1.687 million. The rating in the 18 to 49-year-old demographic was 0.57, also up from last week's demo rating of 0.55. In All Elite Wrestling news, the company has named a new chief operating officer, according to an official statement yesterday. Kosha Irby's responsibilities are said to include strategic planning and execution of live events, marketing, finance, human resources, licensing, and other consumer products. Irby comes to AEW from Clemson University, where he served as chief marketing officer. Said Tony Khan in the official release, quote, Kosha brings decades of experience within sports, entertainment, and wrestling industries alongside an incredible work ethic and passion for our brand. As chief operating officer, he will be a phenomenal asset to AEW as we enter the next phase of the company's ongoing business development and expansion, end quote. Next month's Dynasty pay-per-view will be the first offered by AEW to be available in the United States through Triller TV, according to an official statement. AEW pay-per-views have been available in the United States exclusively through Bleacher Report since the company's inception, with only fans outside the U.S. able to watch them on Triller, previously known as Fight TV. The previous AEW pay-per-view Revolution had a late-buy option made available through Triller due to an emergency situation involving issues with the Bleacher Report stream. AEW Dynamite is scheduled for April 21st. In WWE corporate news, the company last year adopted a new policy regarding consensual, sexual, and romantic relationships among employees, according to information first brought to light yesterday by John Pollock and Brandon Thurston of WrestleNomics. The policy instituted following the allegations against Vince McMahon that were revealed initially in 2022 prohibit any employee from having a supervisory role over another employee with whom they have or have had a consensual relationship. Turning to Japan, five Japanese-based wrestling companies are working together to put on the first United Japan Pro Wrestling card, which is titled All Together. The event takes place on May 6th at the Budokan in Tokyo, and a portion of the show's proceeds will be donated towards relief efforts in the wake of the New Year's Day earthquake that rocked the Noto Peninsula in the western region of the country. Promotions participating in the show will be New Japan Pro Wrestling, Pro Wrestling Noah, Dragon Gate, Stardom, DDT, and Big Japan. Nine Japanese companies created the United Japan Pro Wrestling Collective, which was formed in December of 2023. A press release issued at the time announced the joint mission was, quote, to further the presence of pro wrestling and its cultural merit in Japanese society at large, allow professional wrestling to contribute further to cultural and sporting sectors, and work towards continued health and prosperity of the industry," end quote. A second United Japan Pro Wrestling event is scheduled for June 15th in Sapporo, and will also feature three affiliated promotions who will not be part of the May 6th show, which are All Japan Pro Wrestling, Tokyo Joshi Pro, and Genbare Pro. Some of the wrestlers announced for May 6th include Hiroshi Tanahashi, Naomichi Marufuji, Konosuke Takeshita, Kaito Kiyomiya, Shun Skywalker, Daisuke Sakamoto, and Jeff Cobb. And before we leave you today, we'd like to remind you that however you consume your content, you can find the wrestling news 24 hours a day and 7 days a week across social media. On Twitter, follow us at Wrestling News AV. Our Facebook page is also Wrestling News AV. The wrestling news can also be found on the Arcadian Vanguard YouTube page. And for those who utilize Amazon Echo devices, just tell Alexa to play the Wrestling News podcast. And remember to make sure you add podcast at the end. Once again, for daily updates, breaking news, and more, follow the wrestling news across social media. And that's the news for today. If anything happens, we will be here to tell you about it. No clickbait, no paywall, just the wrestling news. The wrestling news is a division of Arcadian Vanguard, and the wrestling newscast is a production of the Arcadian Vanguard Podcast Network.